From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump says he backs a new Republican plan to overhaul the nation's healthcare system.
We're going to do something that's great, and I'm proud to support the replacement plan released by the House of Representatives and encouraged by members of both parties. I think really that we're going to have something that's going to be much more understood and much more popular than people can even imagine.
The plan was unveiled Tuesday by majority Republicans in Congress. It's aimed at repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, approved back in 2010 when Democrats were in the majority. Health and Human Services Secretary, former Congressman and Dr. Tom Price said Obamacare has been a hardship for many.
This is not about money. This is not about something else. This is about patients. And sadly, the costs are going up for those folks in the individual and small group market. The access is going down, and it's only getting worse.
Conservative members of Congress have criticized the plan as not going far enough to take government out of the healthcare industry. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Tuesday that Somalia needs massive support to prevent a repeat of the 2011 famine. The UN chief made a surprise visit to the country, meeting with the newly elected president, as well as UN and African Union officials, and touring a Baidoa hospital. Mr. Guterres said massive aid is required and that will help other nations as well.
To address in an effective way the risk of famine is to support the stabilization of Somalia. It's the best way to address root causes of terrorism. It's the best way for rich countries to protect themselves.
He said there are more than 6 million people in need of humanitarian assistance in Somalia alone. That's almost half the population. This is VOA News. Top military officials from Turkey, Russia, and the United States sat down Tuesday on discussing ways to avoid clashes between rival forces in the fight against Islamic State in Syria. The meeting comes a day after the U.S. announced the deployment of a small group of U.S. troops to keep various forces from converging on the northern town of Manbij. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner called northern Syria a complex environment.
It's a place where multiple forces, frankly, have converged, all with the intent to drive out ISIS. But I think when you've got multiple forces in such a small, confined space, we want to avoid any unnecessary or unintended escalation in what is already a very tense and dynamic situation.
Syrian troops, meanwhile, backed by Russian air power, reportedly regained control of a key pumping station near the Turkish border. And Russia announced that a ceasefire between rebels and government forces has been arranged in eastern Ghouta in Damascus province. Iraqi forces have fought their way into the old city in western Mosul, capturing the main government complex and the city's museum from Islamic State defenders. The U.S.-backed assault on western Mosul began 2 weeks ago. Britain's upper house of Lords Tuesday voted to give lawmakers the final say on terms of the country's exit from the European Union. The measure approved 366 to 268, seen as an obstacle to Prime Minister Theresa May's timeline to begin the two-year process of divorce in Brussels. It was a surprisingly large vote, according to Lord Strathclyde.
Which is disappointing for the government, for us Conservatives, and those of us who are trying to provide for what people voted in the referendum last year. This issue will go back to the House of Commons, and I hope that they will knock it back. And at that stage, my appeal to the House of Lords will be, we've asked the House of Commons to think again. If they send it back to us, then we should accept it and allow Mrs. May to carry on with the mandate she got at the referendum.
The amended bill demands Parliament approve any exit deal before it's debated by the European Parliament. In Libya, the political split deepened Tuesday as warplanes of the Libyan National Army, loyal to the country's Eastern Administration, carried out airstrikes against the rival Benghazi defense brigades, who seized oil terminals last week, threatening the country's fragile oil production. Malaysia's prime minister has ruled out cutting diplomatic ties with North Korea over the death of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Kuala Lumpur. He called the negotiations after his government Tuesday barred North Korean officials from leaving in a tit-for-tat with Pyongyang over its refusal to allow Malaysians to leave the country. Poachers broke into a French zoo Tuesday, shooting dead a rare white rhino, making off with its horn. The 4-year-old male found dead by his keeper at a wildlife park west of Paris. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.